Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
How did your first kiss go? Was it cringeworthy, awkward? Kiss me. Did you knock teeth or chins or headbutt each other? What was your first kiss like? Hey, Nina in Marietta starts us off this morning. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi, thanks. He started to kiss me on my lips, and somehow he ended up on my forehead. So it was like, okay, why are you up there? Let's try it again. So I was thinking maybe he was just nervous, and I was too. So we started to kiss again, and then again up more to my forehead, on my temple. And I'm like, what are you doing?
That's like, you need a wet wipe afterwards. Like, I gotta wash my face after this.
It maybe
he like slobbed all over my face. So
maybe he melted. Maybe you were melting. So yeah, the kiss was so you were melting and you're just falling. That maybe.
Well, maybe I was just so sweet. He just had to eat my face. That's basically what he ended up doing.
Somebody
but
told
I
him.
I was
to-
like.
Yeah, somebody told him to close his eyes and don't open them. And then he's like, well, I glad my eyes closed.
I got to call Captain Crunch now. She just reminded me. He told me about his first kiss in a movie theater. So it's dark and he was in like middle school or whatever. He told me that he thought he was kissing this girl, right? And then he hears her giggling and he's like, why is she giggling? And he realized he was like licking her nose.
Anatomy is hard.
Emma in Buford, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi. So I couldn't go to the movies by myself, so I took my sister and my best friend, and my sister saw the entire thing.
Oh,
she watched me and had no idea what was going on, and she saw it all.
Oh, no. Just terrible. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, very awkward.
But what a great sibling memory for both of you, though.
Emily in Gwinnett, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, so I went to go kiss my now fiance. Our first kiss was I went out to the rain to go kiss him goodbye. I thought I was kissing his lips, but I kissed like his under eye cheek area. I was so embarrassed that I ran inside, didn't realize that he tried to call me back. I just sat there in my living room, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Emily, how do you miss that?
You know, he had a beard and everything. So it's like that, the lips and the beard should have been distinguishable, but apparently in the rain, I just lose all senses.
We got to keep this going. 404-263-0941. Your cringeworthy, awkward first kiss stories are coming up next. Star 94.1, Jeff and Jen Show.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
We're talking worst first kisses and the cringeworthy, awkward moments that happen. I have a friend of mine whose first kiss was in eighth grade with this boy. It was after school and they had like planned it. You know, like they had been talking about it.
Pressure's
like, this
on.
Is like a thing. This is going to be whatever. So they're both so into it. But this young man, poor thing, suffered from nosebleeds a lot.
Oh.
And in the middle of their kiss that they had been planning for weeks, they are going to town and making this first kiss count. Neither one of them know that his nose started to bleed.
Mm.
Nobody notices or knows that it's not supposed to be quite so liquidy.
Oh, no.
Oh. So you can imagine what both of their faces looked like when they finished their first kiss. There was blood all over both of them.
Oh. And so, wait, was this after school or did they have to walk back?
No, this is after school. But they both realize afterwards when he, like, touches his face and looks down at his hand and there's blood there and then looks at her and is like, oh, my God, like, looked like a crime scene. And they both had to like run to the bathroom and clean themselves up.
Oh.
Well, you know what? It makes it just that much more memorable. I told you guys, I don't even know if I remember my first. I don't think I remember my first real kiss, but if somebody bled on my face, then.
Unforgettable.
Yeah, then that would be a memory that would stick with me.
Jordan and McDonough, what's up?
I was in seventh grade, and I had a boyfriend, and it was my best friend's brother.
Yeah.
Well, my best friend didn't know, and so I went over there to spend the night, and he texted me and said, hey, come out to the living room. And so I did. And so we kissed, but then his mom came out the bedroom.
Uh-oh.
And she saw us and then called my mom and told my mom to come get me. And then my best friend never spoke to me after that, and we weren't friends anymore.
Oh, how old were you, Jordan?
I know.
How old were you when this happened?
I was about 12, 13.
And are you to this day still not friends with her?
I mean, we've talked, but I moved schools after that pretty much. So.
Oh, that's so sad.
Allison in Flowery Branch.
Oh, my God. So I was in middle school, and I was at my neighbor's house, and he texted me, and he said, can I kiss you? But I pretended like I couldn't read the text. Like, I was like, I don't know what you're saying. I can't read. And then he sent it out in, like, parts, like, little parts, like, word for word and then letter for letter. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying. I can't read.
So this poor guy, hold on, you little heartbreaker. Listen, I know right where this guy's head is. He is so scared to kiss you that he's trying to ease into it, and you're just torturing him by going, I don't know what these big words like kiss are. Did you ever get to kiss?
Gave me this big, like, open mouth, nasty kiss. Like, I had to use a napkin to wipe my mouth off afterwards.
Oh, gross.
But he's still a good friend to this day, but it was weird.
Victoria in Douglasville. Worst first kiss?
Hey. Okay, so I was with my best friend and my boyfriend at the time. I was in middle school outside of my house, and my best friend dared me to kiss him, and we hadn't, like, kissed or anything. We would, like, hold hands. So I was like, okay, I got this, and I, like, went in aggressive. And I ended up headbutting his nose. And his nose started bleeding. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to kiss him anyway. I already did this. I'm going to make it up to him. And so I, like, kissed him. But it was, like, just lips on lips. And I was like, oh, wait. In the movies, they do, like, cool other stuff with their tongue. And I licked his lips. Like, I didn't do anything else. I just, like, licked his lips and, like, pulled away. And his face, he was like, what the heck was that?
So you headbutt him, give him a peck, and then lick his lips. It's like a ritual to some weird fraternity from the Middle Ages. Oh.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.